This is Focus on Domestic Violence. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place. Welcome to our program, David. Last week, you mentioned about Safe Place working with WIA and JobLink. Is this type of working relationship typical?
Yes, it is. Safe Place really is pretty limited in what we can do for people. We can provide shelter. We can provide food, some very limited financial and maybe some legal help. But for everything else, we have to depend upon other agencies in the area. And we establish what we call partnerships between our organization and these other organizations to help our clients.
Give us an example of some of these related partnerships.
We've had a number of them for several years now. One of them, of course, we talked about last week was Fresh Start, our jobs program, and that's a partnership between Safe Place, JobLink, and Mahlon Community College. Safe Place has a grant, and we provide a project coordinator. Elizabeth Custody does that. The JobLink people help with the job placement, and the folks out of Mahlon Community College HRD program supply instructors for the course, and those courses are free and open to anyone in the community. This particular partnership is comprised of an advisory board, which is represented by all the agencies that I just mentioned, and this is what we call a formal working partnership.
What about for domestic violence victims and sexual assault victims?
Well, we've had these kind of relationships for a long time, and I give you a couple of good examples of that. With Spruce Pine Community Hospital, for example, if a domestic violence or sexual assault victim arrives at their emergency room, they try to get permission from the client, and if the client grants them that permission, then they call us, and we send one of our staff members over to the hospital to begin working with that client. We also have recently participated in a training program that some of their nursing staff underwent, and we helped by outlining some of the services that we provide at Safe Place. Another partnership that we have is with the Sheriff's Department. For example, we supply all of the information in terms of pamphlets, business cards, and that sort of thing. And when they go out on a call for a domestic violence situation, they have materials that they can leave with the victim. They can also, quite frequently, they'll encourage the victim to let them call Safe Place, and if they do, we can make arrangements for the Sheriff's Department to transfer them directly over to our shelter. One of the other critical partnerships that we have is in the housing area. All of our clients come in usually without any form of housing and have to secure housing, have to get furnishings and that sort of thing. And so we have partnerships with Northwest Housing Authority, in Bakersville, with HUD, and with the Spruce Pine Housing Authority to help people get started with a new life. DSS is another partnership that we have. For example, if we find that a minor has been physically or sexually abused by a male in the family, then we'll work with DSS to get them involved in this case and try to prevent that from happening in the future.
How do partnerships affect grant funding?
Well, grant funders are getting smart these days. They don't want to pay for the same program in two or three different agencies. So they usually like to fund one organization in a community. For example, they fund a Safe Place in Mitchell County to supply shelters for domestic violence. They probably would not fund another organization to do something similar because we already have a program in place. So funders want to make sure that we have these kind of partnerships and want us to demonstrate that when we write grants, and we have to get letters of support from other agencies that show that we have good working relationships with them. We spend a lot of time with our staff networking with other agencies so that we know what kind of services they can provide for our clients, and they know what kind of services Safe Place can provide. And a lot of times we use our staff as advocates to help our clients find services from these agencies.
David, give us some phone numbers if people want more information.
Yes, we can help people with all kinds of things. You don't have to necessarily be a resident of our shelter to use our services. You can call our support line 24 hours a day. That number in Mitchell County is 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And I want to thank everybody for listening to our program. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.